Let's continue watching the systems thinking approach in action by looking at the second segment, the variables. As this segment begins, you will see that the group has already positioned the critical variable from their triggering question in the middle of the whiteboard. They've identified two additional variables which they believe to be causes of that central variable. Each of the variables is contained in a box, and they've drawn arrows to show how one, a cause, leads to another, an effect. That's the heart of the systems thinking approach. It's about causes and effects. Notice also how each arrow point is tagged with an S or an O. An S means that as the cause variable changes, the effect variable changes in the same direction. If the first goes up, so does the second. If the first goes down, so does the second. An O means that as the cause variable changes, the effect variable changes in the opposite direction. If the first goes up, then the second goes down.